In Italy, researchers have started their hunt for the remains of the woman whose face may have been the face of the Mona Lisa. Nobody knows for certain who the model for Leonardo da Vinci's iconic painting was, but records indicate she was a Renaissance noblewoman. Newly discovered documents suggest the woman was buried in a convent in Florence. Now, in a controversial move, the researchers plan to dig up what they suspect are her bones. Megan Williams has the story.
Inside a gutted courtyard in the heart of Florence, geologist Paolo Bosco pushes what looks like a wide lawnmower over the rubble floor. It's a ground-penetrating radar machine. It reads what's underground.
These are antennae. We have two frequencies.
Attached to the handles is a laptop with fuzzy gray and black lines running across the screen. Bosco says they reveal something rectangular below soil that was moved at one point, perhaps centuries ago.
We have 1 meters and a half until 2 meters of transporting soil. And so in this part of the soil, it's possible there were tombs.
We're standing in the internal courtyard of what 500 years ago was the Santa Ursula convent in Florence. According to recently found documents, this could be the spot where in 1542 the Florentine noblewoman Lisa Gherardini, known at the time as Mona Lisa, was buried.
Questo era un chiostro grande.
Silvano Vincetti is the self-styled Italian art sleuth who's searching for the bones of Gherardini. If they find enough remains, Vincetti says, they'll try to reconstruct the skull and compare it to the face of the woman in Leonardo da Vinci's painting.
Primo, esclude una tesi ormai.
First, it will resolve once and for all if the painting is of Gherardini. Second, it gives us important information on Da Vinci's concept of how a portrait relates to its subject. Third, it could verify our theory that Gherardini was merely the original inspiration of the portrait and not the final subject. This would be a huge contribution.
But a number of prominent art historians aren't so convinced. Martin Kemp is professor emeritus in the history of art at Oxford.
It's stunt masquerading as history and scientific examination.
Kemp says Vincetti's work is founded on dubious assumptions. Last year, Vincetti and researchers dug up the remains of some bones found in Tuscany and declared they were the remains of Caravaggio. Then earlier this year, Vincetti claimed to have discovered Da Vinci's tiny initials painted in the eye of the Mona Lisa. Most experts, including Kemp, dismiss them as cracks in the 500-year-old paint.
There are lots of people I call the Leonardo Lunis who all have crazy theories about him. And because the Mona Lisa is basically a bourgeois woman of unexceptional qualities in terms of the grand patterns of history, people want to come up with more mystery than there is.
But Vincetti and his team insist the mystery of the Mona Lisa's identity is one worth trying to solve. They plan to dig up whatever they find with the geo-radar machine in a couple of weeks. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in Florence.